الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eders.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جعل فيكم أنبياء وجعلكم ملوكا وآتاكم ما لم يؤت أحدا من العالمين. يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم فتنقلبوا خاسرين. قالوا يا موسى إن فيها قوما جبارين وإنا لن ندخلها حتى يخرجوا منها فإن يخرجوا منها فإنا داخلون. قال رجلان من الذين يخافون أنعم الله عليهم ادخلوا عليهم الباب فإذا دخلتموه فإنكم غالبون وعلى الله فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين. قالوا يا موسى إنا لن ندخلها أبدا ما داموا فيها فاذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون. قال رب إني لا أملك إلا نفسي وأخي فافرق بيننا وبين القوم الفاسقين. قال فإنها محرمة عليهم أربعين سنة يتيهون في الأرض فلا تأس على القوم الفاسقين. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهداه وبعد. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن بطن لا يشبع ومن دعاء لا يسمع. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. ويقول الله عز وجل وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. أما بعد. Honorable علماء, elders, brothers, dear sisters in Islam. This is the month of Ramadan that has come to an end. It is the month of Ramadan that was given to us as a gift by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is on its way out. Wallahi, if we are to look into this month of Ramadan, we will know what we have or have not achieved. We may never see another Ramadan. Who knows, some of us might not even see the last day of Ramadan. This morning I had very sad news that one of my friends in his early 40s passed away suddenly with a heart attack. Wallahi, this woke me up, and I hope it wakes everyone up to the reality that let us prepare for the day when we are going to leave this dunya. And let us prepare for the time that we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my creator and your creator, the creator of the universe. Do not be scared of that day, for it is coming whether you are frightened of it or not. But be prepared for the day by engaging in a lot of istighfar and by trying to do as many good deeds as possible. Wallahi, it is not too late. Today I wish to share with you a few ahadith
and a few verses of the Quran that will remind us of how we have been and how we are meant to be. The first hadith I wish to go into immediately is a hadith Qudsi, a hadith wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complaining literally. How can we allow our Creator to complain about us? How can we allow the one whom we are at His mercy to complain about those who need His mercy at all times? Wallahi, it is something that if we are to look into, it will bring tears to the eyes. He is the one who gives us gift after gift, opportunity after opportunity to turn to Him. Are we going to be from amongst those who do not seize even a single opportunity that comes our way? Wallahi, if that is the case, we are sore losers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. He says, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, has relayed it to us, Allah azza wa jalla has said, Ana wal-ins wal-jinn fi naba'in azim. Myself, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is speaking, myself and man and jinn have an amazing story and amazing relationship, a very different relationship between us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us what is the relationship between Himself, man and jinn. أَخْلُقُ وَيُعْبَدُ غَيْرِي. I am the one who has created them and they worship everything but me. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it so beautifully in the Arabic language we have been told. And it is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, my creator and your creator, who is telling us, أَخْلُقُ. I am the one who has created them in the first place from nothing. I gave them whatever they have. وَيُعْبَدُ غَيْرِي. And they are worshipping everything but me. Let us ask ourselves, what are we doing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we going to be from amongst those whom Allah is going to complain about us? To say this person was totally ungrateful of whatever I did for him or her. Wallahi, it is the month of Ramadan. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the last few days of this month of Ramadan, subhanallah. These days are blessed days, Mubarak days. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally pushes us through what we may term as a roller coaster. When you get to the end, it actually goes faster. Subhanallah. And it actually has more barakah in it. We are supposed to be getting to the climax of this month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us benefit from this month of Ramadan. And wallahi, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here and now today. Without wasting time, for no one knows, we might die whilst we are even seated here, subhanallah. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذَّا مِنْ لَذَّاتِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. Which means, increase the mention of that which will destroy all desires which are beyond the limits, and that is death. Death brings depression to some, but wallahi, it brings good news to others. If Allah were to take you now and to tell you that I am going to give you Jannah in return, it is a very cheap deal, wallah. Very cheap. Don't worry about your families, your wives, your children, your mothers, your fathers. You will leave them and go if Allah wishes. And those before you have also left them and went. Subhanallah. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, anyone who has even a little bit of wealth, draw up your will before it is too late. Keep it very close by you. You should understand, this breath that I have, wallahi, it is going to stop. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to comprehend. The hadith continues. أَرْزُقُ وَيُشْكَرُ سِوَايَ. I am the one who grants them the sustenance they have. And they are thankful to everyone but me. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah gives us whatever we have. The money we have, the food we have, the drink we have, the clothes we have, the homes we have, the cars we have. Wallahi, every single item is given to us. We are chosen for everything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our names. And then what happens? Who are we thankful to? To insan and to others. A'udhu billah. Some may even be calling out to jinn, the non-Muslims. Some may be calling out to idols, the non-Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that behavior. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is literally complaining to say, أَرْزُقُوا Look, O man, I am the one who gives you. Who are you thankful to? One might ask, what is it? How do we be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Firstly, verbally, you need to thank Allah. Ya Rabbi, we thank you for what you have given us. Nashkuruka ya ilah. We thank you, O Allah, for whatever you have granted us. Secondly, we need to be obedient and we need to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is thankfulness. Imagine if you were to do good to someone. You were to be good to them all your life. They were brought up with your wealth and you spent on them. And they did everything against your liking and your desire. Would you term that as gratitude or ingratitude? Wallahi, it is ingratitude. Would you give them? Wallahi, you wouldn't give them after that. Forget about that. You may even inflict harm upon them, subhanallah. We are at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are totally ungrateful because we are sinning day and night. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my mercy will keep you for a period of time to see. Even maybe after some time you might change, you might turn. But remember one thing. When that fixed time comes to an end, wallahi, it will be too late to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then. And Allah says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are going to be thankful, I will really grant you increase. Remember one thing, how much money you have is not what we should be looking at. But whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you barakah in that wealth or not, whether He has granted you blessings in the wealth or not, whether He has granted you happiness with that wealth or not, this is what we should be looking at, subhanallah. We know of people who can barely afford to live, but they are happy, they are content. And we know of others, subhanallah, who are multi-billionaires, but they are turning and twisting. They cannot sleep besides with a sleeping pill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Because the problems in the mind are so many. Wallahi, O insan, O my dear brothers and sisters, the message I have for you here today. Take out all the unnecessary thoughts and worries from your head. Remove them, wallah. Live this world happily. It is Allah who has granted you this life. People who are making your life an obstacle, wallah, forgive them. And Allah will open the doors. Do not become so bitter and petty about minor issues. Open your hearts. Become people who are happy at all times. Become happy with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are in a difficult situation in your home, with your in-laws, with your children, with your parents, with your relatives. You have a problem. Wallahi, what you need to do? Firstly, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you have chosen me to go through these problems so that I can stand up and engage in an ibadah known as solving problems. Had it not been for these problems, I would not have been chosen to engage in the ibadah known as solving problems. And then get up and strive to solve the problem without creating two problems out of one. Without becoming depressed about the problem, always communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever He has given you, Allah. If He has put you in a situation, wallahi, that situation was best for you. It was meant for you. It was not meant to miss you. The hadith says, مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُلْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُلْ لِيُصِيبَكَ. That which got to you was never ever meant to miss you, subhanallah. It was aimed and fired directly at you, subhanallah. Your problem, your difficulty, it was Allah who aimed it at you and only you and tailor made it for you in order to see, do you pass or do you fail? And what has missed you was never ever meant to get to you, even if it misses you by the skin of your teeth, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us strong. We need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally. We need to thank Him by doing good deeds, by staying away from prohibitions, by assisting fellow human beings. That is also thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given you. What have you done for others? What have you done for those who don't have? The hadith says, انظروا إلى من هو دونكم. Look at those who are more underprivileged than you are. Look at those who are below you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to be thankful to Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of assistance. You will be able to come out and assist these people. Today we look at those who are underprivileged. We might assist them a little bit with what? With zakah, subhanallah. Yes, we have to pay the zakah. But wallahi, that is a duty. It is like reading your farad salah. You know, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
which I will mention here on another topic altogether. He says, the one who drinks alcohol, his salah will not be accepted for 40 days. That is a hadith. So I was once approached by a youngster who told me, Mufti, I'm not reading salah for 40 days. I said, why? He said, because I happen to drink, a'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. May Allah protect us and our progeny. And I sat him down. I said, do you know what is the meaning of this hadith? On an ordinary day, if you don't read salah, you will be punished. Is that not correct? On an ordinary day, if you read salah, you will be rewarded. Is that not correct? But if you have drunk, if you still don't read salah, there is double punishment. And if you read your salah, the farad will be fulfilled, but you won't have a reward for it. Which means it is being paid as a compensation. You have a salary every week of 1,000 rands. Now you owe someone 10,000 rands. For 10 weeks, you can't say, I owe him 10,000 rand, so I don't want my salary. You've got to go take the salary, but you won't reap the benefit of it. You must give it away straight away. So you are fulfilling the salah and you are paying for that sin which you committed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding of this hadith. And this is what happens. Insan pays zakah, not realizing that that is only a duty. When it comes to that which is over and above, from your heart, with your intention, how much have you given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahi, let us ask. If Allah has given us 1 million, do you know that the kuffar would give out 10% of their salary towards the church? Of the salary, it's cut off immediately, wallah. 10% of the salary. We as Muslims have become so clingy to this dunya that wallahi, if we could, we would even cut the 2.5% to 2%. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Arzuqu wa yushkaru siwaya. I am the one who gave you every single thing you have. And you are thanking everyone but me. You are being ungrateful to me. You are not returning anything to me. You are not benefiting your own self by giving out in my cause, by helping those who are striving day and night, who may be underprivileged. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be complete human beings. Look at those who are suffering health problems, who might need your assistance, wallah. Decide to look after 4 or 5 orphans if you can, at least one if you can. If you can't, get together a group of 2 or 3 youngsters, youth, or get together a group of 2 or 3 adults and decide up between you, you will raise so many rands to look after one orphan. Wallahi, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ana wa kafilu al-yatimi kahatayni fil jannah. Myself and the one who looks after the orphan will be similar to these 2 fingers in Jannah. That's how close. Today when it comes to business, we will think of our business dealings, how to improve our business, how to get more money, how to become richer, how to go further in terms of the dunya, how to afford the Mercedes Benz, how to afford a beautiful house in one of the posh areas of Durban, subhanallah. We will be planning whole year how to do, what to do in order to get in terms of dunya. Wallahi, when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command. And when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, why then do we not think, how is it that we can increase our business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I can't afford to look after an orphan, but if I encourage 5, 6 other people just like me, we all put in 100 rands, wallahi, I will be able to come close to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. And if you have sincerity, wallahi, on the day of Qiyamah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will see you. He will call you from your name, by your name, and he will call you to stand next to him because you strived in your life to try and uplift what he had said. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. Why don't we understand this? Subhanallah. We can put up a little clinic for the underprivileged Muslims. You can't afford it. Get together 20 people, 30 people, 100 people. Form a committee. We can form committees as clubs for football, subhanallah. We can't form committees to assist mankind for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called ingratitude, the ni'mah that Allah has given us. Wallahi, we throw food into the bin without realizing that people are hunting for that luqma. People are hunting for that morsel that we have thrown into the bin. We eat half the banana, the other half goes straight into the bin. Wallahi, whom are you thanking and whom are you being ungrateful to?
And the hadith continues. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complaining. I'm repeating the hadith. He says, أنا والإنس والجن في نبأ عظيم أخلق ويعبد غيري أرزق ويشكر سواي خيري إليهم نازل وشرهم إلي صاعد. الله أكبر. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, listen, part of this relationship that I have, the strange relationship, my goodness descends upon them on a daily basis, and every day when their a'mal come back to me, it is full of evil and rubbish. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Look at what Allah is saying. Khayri ilayhim nazil. My goodness is coming down to them. Wa sharruhum ilayya sa'id. And their evil is coming back up to me in return. Allahu Akbar. Are we not guilty of this crime that Allah has given us everything? What we are doing in return is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we say this month of Ramadan is another gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Wallahi, we need to go home and we need to ponder over what we are doing in this dunya. We need to ponder over what we have been doing, what we are doing, and what we would like to do. Where we came from, where we are, and where we are heading. Wallahi, prepare for the day when you are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who will have mercy on you and on me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah. Remember one thing, if you leave a single sin for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make a resolution today, here and now, Ya Allah, I have been doing this. I will not do it, I promise you, from today on, I will not do it, Ya Allah. I engage in tawbah. Qasaman, I swear by Allah, the one who has raised the skies without pillars, that wallahi, he will call you out on the day of Qiyamah and say, my dear worshipper, I know what you did for my sake. Come here, here is the shade of my arsh. You are chosen, carefully selected VIP on this day to be under the shade of my arsh. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbi al-a'la. Praise be to He who is the highest, who is the greatest. Wallah, we should have yaqeen that if we leave some sin for the sake of Allah, He will definitely grant us a reward in return. And wallahi, remember one thing, there are so many commands. Had they not been for those commands, we would not even have regarded them as commands. Had salah not been farad, wallahi, we wouldn't be performing salah. We are only fulfilling salah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He told us to do that. So whenever you come for salah, tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, it is for your sake that I have put away my sleep, I have put away my business, I have closed my shop, I have done this, I have done that, only for you. Wallahi, when you die, you will see how the angels will come to you, and they will remove your soul from your body in such a way that wallahi, you will go out smiling. A poet says, subhanallah. The poet says, O son of Adam, when you came to this world, you came to this world crying, and those around you were smiling in happiness. Is that not correct? Wallahi, it is true. Everyone was smiling. Mashallah, it's a boy, it's a girl. And you were crying. If you weren't crying, normally what happens? I hope it happens here as well. They slap you slightly on your bottoms, so you cry, in order to confirm, subhanallah. When you came to this world, you came crying, and those around you were smiling in happiness. So live your life in such a way that the day you leave, you will leave this world smiling, and those around you will be crying at the loss, subhanallah. This is how we should lead our lives. Not like the one whom when he leaves, the rest of the community says, this person was a pain, I don't want to say where. And he should have gone 2 years ago. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those whom even the fellow human beings can bear witness that wallahi, this person was from amongst those who tried and struggled to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherein he says, if the other insan bear witness for a person after his death that he was from amongst those who tried and struggled in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the power of Allah, by the witness of those fellow human beings, Allah will grant him Jannah. This is why we all know that when there are more than a certain number of people in a person's janazah, insha'Allah, it will result in intercession on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to be from amongst those
whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will intercede for on the day of Qiyamah. So remember this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. He can see us. And He is actually complaining about our deeds. خَيْرِي إِلَيْهِمْ نَازِلْ. Imagine, wallahi, it should hurt us to hear this, what Allah is saying. Allah is saying, listen, O man, my goodness is coming down to you on a daily basis. You are breathing, you have eyes, you have nose, you have ears, you have mouth, you have the faculty of hearing, the taste buds, mashallah, the faculty of sight. You can walk, you have wealth, you have this, you have that. And in return, what are you doing? Wallahi, we are not even bothered about our salah, our zakah, being truthful, being decent people. We are the ones who are Muslims who have the most problems in our communities. Go to the other communities. They have problems, but their problems are minor. Come to the Muslim ummah. That ummah which is taught, do not be jealous, they are the ones who are jealous of each other. That ummah which is taught, don't hate one another, they are the ones, not only are they hating one another, they are making life difficult for one another. That ummah which is taught, كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah will assist His worshipper for as long as that worshipper is in the assistance of a fellow worshipper. That is the ummah that has left that, and they are working to demise, to destroy others. Allahu Akbar Kabira. What an insult to Allah. What an insult to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an insult to this deen. When are we going to change? Let me get straight to the point. Oh, you who is drinking, leave that drink for the sake of Allah. And turn to Allah. He is waiting for you to turn to Him. Oh, you who is involved in alcohol, listen very carefully to my words. Wallahi, it is your Rabb, it is your Allah who is very merciful upon you. Turn to Him today. Decide to leave it. Give up that mobile phone of yours. Change your circle of friends, subhanallah, from this day on. Oh, you who is involved in drug abuse, no matter what type of drugs you are taking, remember Allah will forgive you, but turn to Him now and today. Your Rabb, your Creator is waiting for you. He is calling out to you, saying, oh my worshipper, you are involved in drugs, I can see you. Turn to me, I will forgive you, subhanallah. And remember, in order to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have been engaged in that type of evil that I have just mentioned, you will probably need to change your whole circle of friends. Wallahi, today for business, we will leave one town and go to another. We will leave a city and go to another. We will leave a town and go to another. We will leave a country and go to another. Because we are suffering an economic crisis. Wallahi, that economy with Allah, our rand that we are using with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is suffering in the greatest manner. We are losing ground to the major currency with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then why don't we shift for the sake of Allah? Change your suburb, change your neighborhood, oh dear parents whose children are suffering in the form of drugs and alcohol abuse. And those who are engaged in other ills and evils, at times you might need to change the entire suburb you are living in for the sake of Allah, to fulfill that duty as a parent that you owe that child of yours, to protect them from the evil friends in that particular community. Come out and go to another society. But no, we don't want to understand that. If I were to tell you there is a big business somewhere else in another city, another town, we will run there. If we don't shift there totally, we will at least have a home there. But wallah, let me tell you, when it comes to deen, this is why Allah is saying, خَيْرِي إِلَيْهِمْ نَازِلْ وَشَرُّهُمْ إِلَيَّ صَاعِدْ. My goodness comes down to them. They think of means of increasing what I've given them, but they never ever think of means of increasing the goodness that comes back up to me. This is a message, the month of Ramadan. Oh, you who are engaged in zina, turn to Allah today. Allah is calling out to you. And Allah has used me to come to you here today to convey to you the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, you male and female who are seated here, who may be listening to this particular program, who may listen to it later on. Wallahi, I'm addressing you who is involved in zina. Allah is saying, turn to me. I love you if you are going to turn to me here and now. Allahu Akbar. I will forgive you whatever you have done in the past. Turn to me here and now. That is the only way you are going to assist the entire ummah. And I have addressed you, wallahi,
on the day of Qiyamah, I will be questioned, you will be questioned. Did you convey the message? Wallahi, the message is conveyed. Today, adultery and fornication is so rampant in society. Subhanallah. We don't know where to hide our faces. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. The male is a very good one. The female is also of a high rank. But shaitan is that of a low rank. Subhanallah. So be careful of shaitan. Watch out for shaitan from this day on. Promise Allah, all of us who are seated here today, wallahi, promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here and now, Ya Allah, become happy with us. We will not engage in sin again. Promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we promise that to Allah? Do we promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahi, it is a question that I am asking. I seem not to be getting an answer. Do we promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will leave our bad ways? Wallahi. Wallahi, we have said yes. We have raised our hands and said yes. Insha'Allah, may Allah make us strong. We have made a resolution here today. And that is why I came here today. Today, my message here to you, wallahi, I have helped yourselves and myself to make a resolution for the sake of Allah. If you are involved in zina, from now, forget about it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. He says in the Quran that I will definitely forgive you. Don't lose hope in my mercy. Turn to me. What you have done in terms of evil in the past, you will find it as a good deed after you have engaged in tawbah. Wallahi, turn to Allah. If people think you are bad, you've become arrogant just because you've lost contact with someone whom it was haram to have contact with in the first place, you must understand, you've developed a new contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the more you fill your heart with haram love, the less the love of Allah will be in that heart. Because you put in one, you've got to kick out the other. When you kick out haram, Allah, the love of His will increase in your heart. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the resolutions we are meant to be making in the month of Ramadan. This is what we are supposed to be telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear sisters, those of us who have not dressed appropriately, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Here and now, do we promise that we will dress appropriately from this day on? Do we promise, subhanallah? Are we going to be from amongst those who will stand up and surrender to Allah and to say, Ya Allah, I have been engaged in sin for so many years, I never covered my head. But Ya Allah, from this day on, I want you to call me out on the day of Qiyamah. That is why I am going to cover my head and my hair. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, if we can achieve that in this month of Ramadan, subhanallah, we've achieved a lot. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be proud of us on the day of Qiyamah. He will call us out and say, my dear follower, come and drink from this well here. Come and drink from this pond here. Al-Hawd, it is here for you. Come and drink. Allahu Akbar. And he will get up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will say, Ya Allah, this person is from my ummah. They strived and they struggled. They made resolution after resolution and they uplifted and fulfilled those resolutions. For your sake, Ya Allah, they are from my ummah. Ya Allah, don't look at the evil they have done. Grant them Jannah without even taking account of their deeds. Wallahi, there will be large armies of people who will be going into Jannah in that manner. May Allah make us from amongst those. You want to be from amongst those? Turn today to Allah. Wallahi, turn to Him now. Decide, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, from today I'm going to fulfill my salah. I've been reading 3 or 2 salah a day. Today I'm going to fulfill 5 salah from this particular day on. Subhanallah. And every time you miss a single salah, it must hurt you. The same way it would pain you had you had to been thrown in the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. We are weak. We are men. We need reminders. This is why when I started, I said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, for definitely the reminders benefit the true believers. Today, if you are true believers, wallahi, you will turn to Allah. If what I have said has not tickled us in the least, there is something wrong with our iman. Wallahi, I have given you a message from the bottom of my heart, a message that is a duty on my shoulders. I need it more than you, wallah. And I don't wish to be from amongst those whom it will be said on the day of Qiyamah, you knew but you didn't inform the others. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah. The minute you are striving in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey His commands, you should smile and you should thank Allah for having granted you the acceptance and look forward to Jannah. Look forward to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannah. Remember, don't ever go back on what you have achieved in terms of spirituality and religion. Don't ever go back on what you have achieved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you the ability to do good. Don't ever go back and leave that good. And I would like to end here today with a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, before that, a verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ.
If you are to count the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never, never be able to count them. You will never be able to circumscribe them. Meaning, you will never be able to get them together. Count the gifts of Allah upon you, every single one of us. Wallahi, just we will be seated here for hours thinking of only our bodies and what Allah has given us. What about everything else? So let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us. And he tells us, this is the hadith that I'm going to end with. Hadith that we may have heard many times. He says, At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi. The one who has repented from his sin is equivalent to the one who never had a sin in the first place. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. You want to be a wali? You want to be a friend of Allah? Wallahi, the ingredients are very simple.
Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing His friends, those who are close to Him and those whom He is close to. They are the ones who are believers and they are conscious of Allah. They fear Allah. They are worried about what Allah feels of them and thinks of them and the record that Allah has of them. If you have these two qualities in you, iman and taqwa, wallahi, you are a friend of Allah. Thank Allah, smile and be happy. Subhanallah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my creator and your creator, giving us hope and telling us to turn to Him. Wallah, as I have said, the month of Ramadan is drawing to an end. Let it not be that this month of Ramadan comes to an end and we have achieved absolutely nothing from this month of Ramadan. We don't want that to happen to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the acceptance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the few words that we have said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us steadfast at all times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. Jazakumullah khair. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.